Okay, we're starting on page 324, and we are in Siman Shin Chav Zayin, Seif Gimel, Bez Hashem. Today we're finishing Shin Chav Zayin, moving on to Shin Chav Ches. Shin Chav Zayin, on page 324, Seif Gimel, the last few words of the page, in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein megaldim bekli ha'osui lekach. You're not allowed to scrape your skin with a utensil that's made for that purpose, on the page Kuf Samach Gimel. Elim kein ha'yu yodav o'yuaglav menatu nofos betit b'tzay, unless your hands or feet are dirty with mud and excrement, then you can use this scraper thing, otherwise you shouldn't. Okay, back to page 324 at the bottom, Sif Cotton Ches. Ein Megaldin. Dehu Ku'uvdin Dechol. It's like weekday activity. Sif Cotton Tes Bekli. Avayochel Gawid B'yadav Alabasa. You can't use a utensil to do it, an implement, but you can do it with your hand. You can scratch your skin. Actually, but make sure you're not going to make a wound, make yourself bleed or bruised. That you can't do, but just scraping, scratching your skin is okay with your fingers. Don't use a kli that's meant for that purpose. That the Gemara seems to say that as long as you have a special implement that you only use for Shabbos, then that's okay. So, meaning the problem is uvn dechol, but if you, right, the weekday activity, but if you use a special utensil for doing it, which you never don't use during the week, it's meant for Shabbos, then that's okay. Because Magen Avraham, on the page Kuf Samach Gimel, Magen Avraham says, the Mizeh Nagu, based on this Gemara, Nagu was seriously Lahem Kli Misa'ar Chazeh HaMiuchad LaShabbos, Tesur LaMechzei Ku'uvn Dechol, that the unmarried women who want to comb their hair, not comb, but brush their hair, they have a special brush made from Se'ir Chazeh, pig's hair, and especially meant for Shabbos, they don't use it the rest of the week. Because then it's not like weekday activity, because it's something special for Shabbos. And this is the source for having a special Shabbos brush, hairbrush. Mishnah Brua, look over there, we learned already. The gam bazer, even if you are using a special brush only for Shabbos, you're not actually allowed to brush your hair in the fullest sense. You're right, only allowed to brush it in a way where you're kind of like touching up the hairs to kind of settle down the hairs a bit. But you're not really giving it a good brush. But if you're actually brushing it, you know, thoroughly, then that's also even if you have a special brush. Because when you brush your hair in a thorough fashion, it's impossible to avoid pulling out hair. And which is a problem with gozers, and therefore the only way to use this brush is in a way where you're not going to definitely pull it out, which is to kind of touch up your hair lightly. And again, so there's two things. Touching up your hair lightly is okay, but only if you use a brush, which is especially for Shabbos use, then you avoid the issa of uvn dechol. Sif cotton yud aleph. Mutu nafos. So we said you can't use a scraper on your skin unless, your hands, your feet, whatever, are dirty with mud, and that's why you're scraping them. Why is that okay? Mishnah Brura says, "Desu lo mechzei al yedei hagirud ku'uvn dechol," because when you're scraping it, it doesn't look like you're doing weekday activity. It looks like you're trying to get the mud off, and that's why it's okay. Okay, moving on to Sif Dalad, which is the last Sif of the Siman. Shulchan Aruch says, "Lo yosuch raglei b'shemen." You're not allowed to put oil on your foot. When your foot is already inside a shoe or a sandal, hachadashim, he adds, if it's a new shoe or new sandal. So again, we already discussed putting oil on your skin, that's okay. But to put oil on your foot when your foot's already inside a shoe or inside a sandal, that's not allowed. Because it softens the leather of the shoe, and it's like the malacha of ibud, of tanning, of working a shoe, of working leather. Aval, sach raglei manicha b'mina, what you could do, though, is just put oil on your foot, and then put your foot in the shoe. B'sach al-gufoim is agav al-gav ha'on. You can even, if this tempts you, you can even put oil all over your body, and then roll around on top of a skin, top of a leather or skin. That would be okay. V'hu shelo yehei b'shemen ha'nishof me'gufoi shir kedei la'abdoi. But it's only if there's that the amount of oil that's coming off of your body is not enough to work the leather, tan the leather. I feel yesh boy kedei l'sachsachoy muta, even if it's enough to kind of like to polish it up, as long as it's not enough to actually tan the leather, you're okay. V'hu shalei chavin, I feel l'sachsachoy, as long as you're not even trying to kind of polish up the leather, And it, different quantities of oil we're talking about. If it's a large quantity of oil, then so much that you could even, it would be enough to be used for, you could, one could even use it to tan the leather, then that's offered to use at all. But if it's a small amount, that's okay. As long as you're not intending to polish up the leather by putting it on, then that's okay. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Tifkon Yud Beis. Lo Yosuch, you shouldn't put oil on your foot when your foot's already in a shoe or sandal. Well, tanning leather is one of the 39 melachas. How do you tan leather? Either you put salt on it, or any other type of chemicals or whatever you put on it, which are used usually for tanning. Another way of the process would be to trample, like to step on the leather, it dries it out and flattens it until it becomes hard. That would also be called tanning. Or you soften it with your fingers, and you stretch it and you flatten it, which is the way of the strap with the shoemakers and strap makers. If you do any of those things, those are all malacha deraisa chayev. All these acts are considered derivative of the malacha. And similarly, if you use oil, this is where we get to our case. If you use oil to soften the leather, soften the skin, gamkein me'inin ibud hu b'chayev is also considered to be part of the process of tanning, and it's a malacha d'oraisa to put oil on a animal skin or leather that needs it. That's why you have to be careful because of this, not to put oil on a new shoe. And actually, Chayadam says that would be a derisa if you did. You get a new shoe, it's finished. I mean, I don't think nowadays so much is so relevant because they've really had a lot done to it in the factory before you even get it. But in those days, it was much more kind of raw and unfinished. If you put oil on your shoe, on your new shoe in those days, that would be a malacha derisa. So that's by, again, a new shoe. But yesh oisim gam min al yashan. Some even prohibit putting oil on an old shoe. Especially nowadays with a lot of ignorant people who, if you allow them to put it on the old shoe, they might come to put it on a new shoe. Therefore, you should be machmer in all cases, even to put it on an old shoe where the tanning has really been finished. Because again, people might be mistakenly think that you can put it on that shoe, you can put it on a new shoe, and you certainly cannot put it on a new shoe, it might even be a derisa. Again, nowadays it might be a bit different because the shoes are made differently, but b'chol shekein, im kavanaseh b'mashichas ha-shemen, kadei sheyeh ha-minal shachos. Certainly, if by putting the oil on, you're doing it because you want to blacken the color of the shoe. Nira d'yesh le'esol l'kul ha'am m'shim chashash tzvir. Then everyone would agree there'd be a problem of dyeing. If you're actually trying to color your shoes on Shabbos, putting on, even if you're putting on black, you know, shoe polish, but I'm saying even if you're putting on oil and you're doing it with intent to color it, that will definitely be also because of dyeing. Now we can come back to our case. The mishum isa ibud, and because it's based on this prohibition of tanning, also gam kein la adam shiyasabi baliday pul lasoi shiyasakika. Oh, he also Chazal prohibited the person doing something in a way with in a kind of indirectly cause the softening of the leather. Therefore, we said you can't put oil on your shoe, oil on your foot, with your foot is already inside the shoe. Sifkaton Yud Gimel Hachadashim, new shoes. To be Yishanim, if it's old shoes, make it in two. Ain by Mishum Chashash Ibud. There's no problem of tanning because it's already been processed. Again, we saw in the previous Sifkaton, he said that even old shoes, you have to be careful from because of new shoes, but because the people are ignorant, but really strictly speaking, old shoes shouldn't have a problem. So if cotton your dalad aval sach, but what you can do is put oil on your foot and then put your foot into the shoe. Why came to be a sicha like noga Hashem? Because at the time when you put the oil on, the oil wasn't touching the leather. That's okay, even though you're going to put it there afterward, it's okay. So if cotton tefav v'hu shulay yehei, as long as you haven't put on so much oil onto your skin that it's going to be enough to actually affect the oil, so oil should affect the leather and kind of tan it. The im yesh ba shemen shiu kadei la abdoi, because there is enough such oil. Also, after in mechavna, even if it's not your intention to do anything to the leather, it's still also if doshin miskaven, it's also to do. So if kam tezayin, I feel lesachzakay, and even if you have enough oil just to kind of like polish up the leather, we won't actually tan it. That's also also if that's your kavana. If it's not your kavana, then it's mutter. But if it's your kavana, then it's asa. The imechavim begilgulai al gabi ha'or, because if a person puts oil over his body and then kind of rolls around on his leather, if he's doing it in when he's rolling around, or the other cases where he put the oil on his foot and then put his foot into the shoe, if he's doing it kedei lesachseach or in order to kind of polish up the leather al di Hashem and through that oil, then that will be aser. Gezeira atu heichad imiskam la'abdoi. If he's not trying to tan it, he's just trying to shine it, that would be aser, as a gezeira lest he come to actually intend to tan it, says Rashi. B'kol shekein heichad imiskam amino b'mashemen, and certainly if you're actually putting oil on the shoe, afilei mashemen mu'at, even if it's just a small amount of oil, and mechavin rak kedei l'sach, so you just kind of like shine up the shoe and make it look nicer, it's just aser, it's definitely aser to put oil on the shoe for that purpose. But l'sach seach amin alim, and what about polishing your shoes, not with oil, but rather alei adei hamei ruach shachor, Shekoyin Vixin. You use shoe polish, like actually black shoe polish, to polish your shoes on Shabbos. That's definitely also to do on Shabbos. We already mentioned the problem of dyeing, the problem of tanning, but for the bigger problem, which is dyeing, you can't paint your shoes on Shabbos. You can't put shoe polish on your shoes. Definitely also. Could be an issue to do. Even if you have a goy do it for you, it's asa, and you'd have to wait till after Shabbos, and even the amount of time after Shabbos it would have taken to do that malacha. Now, when it comes to the matter of what's considered a malacha deraisa in tanning, this one of these first time malachas, b'chein le'inyon hafshatas ha'or, and also when it comes to skinning an animal, who gam kein melacha deraisa, on the left column now, which is also melacha deraisa, skinning an animal is melacha deraisa, who im yesh boi shir kedei lasos kami, has to be enough of a skin or a leather to be able to make an amulet, a small amount, enough to make an amulet, not very big. Well, le'inin isua afilu kohoshu, but any amount is definitely an isa, it's just not a deraisa, he's not chayev a korban unless he actually does enough, he skins enough or he tans enough to be able to make an amulet. A mefarik duchsustus mi'al haklaf. A person who removes the duchsustus from the parchment. What is duchsustus? Duchsustus hu chelek ha'or shel sad habasa. It's the inner side of the animal skin that's closer to the flesh. Right? You've got obviously two sides of the skin: the side of the skin that's facing the outside world where the hairs are, and the inner side which is connected to the flesh of the animal. If you remove the inner layer of the skin, which is again the one that's closer to the actual flesh, the klaf or chelik shalasaleser, and the klaf, when you say the word klaf, you mean the upper side closer to the hairs. If you remove one part from the other, however, toiledes mashit, that will be a malacha deraisa of skinning. Even though you're not removing the skin from the animal because it's off the animal already, but you're actually just taking a layer of the skin, the lower layer of the skin off of the skin, and therefore leaving the klaf. That would be a malacha deraisa as well. So we've just finished Simon Shin Chof Zayim. We're starting a new Simon now of only 49 Se'ifim. And these are the Din Choyle B'Shabbos, the halachas of a Choyle and a Vafua on Shabbos. We'll try and do Aleph and Beis today if we have time. So Sif Aleph of Simon Shin Chof Ches. And we're going to learn different categories of levels of illness and what you're allowed to do for such people. This is the lowest level, the lightest level of illness. Is a mechush ba'alma, he's got some type of a pain, an ache, or he's a mild illness, but he's functioning perfectly. It doesn't stop him going to work, doesn't stop him functioning. He'll do everything he would do anyway, but he's just feeling a bit, he's got a certain pain, certain headache or whatever it might be, or he's a mild cold or something like that. Such a person, you can't do any type of, can't apply any type of medication, giving him any type of refuah to him. Even to have a goy do it would be asa gezeira mashum shechika. Some of the classic gezeira, that if we allow you to do refuah, you might come to prepare the medicines which, at least in those days, involved grinding. That was the original reason against the gezeira refuah, and that applies to this kind of what I call a level one illness, a very mild illness, a pain, an ache, or a mild type of illness, but if he's functioning normally, he's not allowed to take any type of medicine. Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah book, the left column. Mechush ba'alma v'mischazek. He's got a pain, but he is functioning. The imkayev le'tuva, because if he's got a very severe pain, v'cholakol gufay aladiz there, and he's so much in pain that his whole body is considered to be ill. Oishon nafal amishkev, or he's now bedridden because of this pain. He's got such a terrible migraine that he can't do anything, can't function. Af she'ein by sakana, even though he's not in danger, mutar asos b'shvilei refuah she'ein ba malacha. You're allowed to do a refuah that does not involve actual malacha, as we'll describe. Ukahi the siman chinchav zayin sif aleph, as we already learnt in the previous siman, rechia gavna. Validei any yehudi, and that's about putting oil. Validei any yehudi, and to have a goy help this person, mutar asos afilu malacha gemura. If again, if the person is on the level where he's in, he can't function. He's a choyle, she'im b'sakon. He's ill, but he's not in danger. He's just ill. He's halachically ill. He's bedridden as a result of his illness, so he just can't function. He's got severe pain. Such a person, you're allowed to have a goy do a malacha doyraisa for him. Uklakamon simon, say sifud zayin, iflam zayin, as we'll see later on in various places in the simon ayin sham. But a person, again, back to level one, that was already much more severe, that was level two. But level one is when a person has just got this ache, but he can function. You can't do any refuah for that person. Shum refuah. Hayna afilu dvarim she'ein bahem mushum malacha gam kein asa, even things which don't involve malacha at all, are still asa, ukle'el, simon, shinchav zayin, sif aleph, as we saw earlier, ulekaman, sif lamed vav, and also in this simon, in sif lamed vav, v'chi hay gavna. We'll see many examples of the various categories during the simon. Sifkot and Gimel, afilu alidei en yehudi, even to have a goy administer some type of medicine or whatever, or do something for this person who's not even ill. He's just mildly, he's got a pain, he's got an ache, but he's not actually ill. That's asa. Hainu afilu dvarim shu rak mishim shvus, gam kein asa le'aliyada. You can't even have a goy do a drabanon for a person who's mildly ill. Kein shu rak mechashbam, since it's just a mild pain, mild illness, not affecting him really. Not affecting his function, you can't even have a goy do a drabanon in that case. So again, the first level of illness that we're talking about in this siman is a mild illness where he's got a pain or an ache, but it's not that he's not bedridden as a result, it's not affecting his whole body, he can still function. That kind of person is the worst in terms of refuah. You can't do anything for him, nor can he even have a goy do a drabanon for him. Okay, sif base, we'll try and finish today. Mishu yesh lechoyli shel sakon is the other extreme. There's a person who is has an illness which is endangering his life. Person who is, pekoch nefesh, right? Person who is, his life is in danger because of his illness. Mitzvah lechalel alav es Shabbos. It's actually a mitzvah to break Shabbos to save him. V'hazor is ha'ezim meshubach. A person whoever acts with alacrity is praiseworthy. The quicker you act, the better. V'ashoyel, a person who goes to ask the shayla, right? You see someone is like dying, and he says, "I'll go and ask my rabbi." And he goes, takes a 10-minute walk to go and ask his rabbi what to do. Harei the shefech dam, he's considered he's spilling blood because he could save this guy's life, and he instead is being very frum and asking a shayla. That is considered spilling blood. Don't ask shaylas when there's a doubt about pekuach nefesh. Okay, sif cotton dalad the Mishnah Berurah mitzvah is a mitzvah to save someone's life. Heyush la'asayis le'refuah means to administer some type of medication or whatever it is. V'atam mishum dechsir v'chai b'hem v'lo shiyamos b'hem. Because as famously, we have a drasha, v'chai b'hem, the pasuk says, you should live by the mitzvahs, and we darshan, you should not die by the mitzvahs. Means, if it's Shabbos, you're going to keep the mitzvah Shabbos and he's going to die, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to rather break Shabbos so that he can live. Sif cotton hey. V'azor is, whoever acts, the quicker the better, whoever acts with alacrity is praiseworthy. We'll see later on. Look over there, as we'll get to. When we say you're allowed to administer some type of medication, and you're going to be doing, you're breaking Shabbos to do it, it has to be that refuah, the medication or the medicine, or whatever that you're using, is known by people to work, or mumcha, a doctor, tells you this works. But if you just come up with some whack suggestion of how to save someone's life, you just kind of heard some whoever say this, he thinks this works, that would not be allowed. It has to be something which is a well-known refuah. Sifkot and Vav. V'ashoya, one who goes to ask a shayla, is spilling blood. Peirush, oisai ish, shu mischase, this person wants to be particularly pious. V'yorei, lechal shavas b'choyle kazeh, ki im alidei moira, and he's scared to break shavas for this person who's sick without asking shayla. Hareyu shevech domim, he's spilling blood. Sheba'oid, shu hoylech l'shol, yech l'ashachoyle, yosem yuchal istakin, the person is going to get weaker and could be even more danger as a result of your delay. The pasuk says, "Don't stand by by the blood of your friend. Right? While someone is al-sama damayecha, don't write when you have someone's blood is being spilt or a person's dying. Don't just stand idly by or don't run away and ask a shayla. Rabbi Yerushalmi Isa also says in Yerushalmi, Hanishal Hare Ze Maguna. A person who is asked, interesting lashon, a person who is asked, it is disgraceful. What does that mean, who is asked is disgraceful? We're talking who is being asked, what does that mean? Peirush, Mishum Shetamr Chochem B'Makoyim, Ha'ala L'Droish B'Pirukha L'Kong. The rabbi of that town should have given shiurim to the people about how you can break Shabbos to save people's lives. That people will know the details, and they won't have to come and ask him if such a shaila comes up. Because he didn't teach them properly, now he's acted in a disgraceful way by not teaching them halachas, and they're coming to ask shailas, and he should have told them the details, and that you shouldn't come and ask a shaila. And if they're coming to ask him, he must have not taught them properly. That's what's disgraceful. And if the person who is ill himself is concerned, he doesn't even concern about them breaking shabbos for him, you force him. And you talk to him and tell him you are being, it's a ridiculous type of piousness, or as the story goes, you don't believe in Hashem, you believe in yourself. You're not over Hashem, you're over yourself. You're worshipping yourself. Because Hashem said you're supposed to break Shabbos. And you've got a different religion by saying you shouldn't. Something like that. Okay, Adkan.